The leader of the National Renaissance Party, Charles Kofi Wayuu, has described the Ahotsere demonstration by the young patriots of the NPP as ill-conceived. He said the demonstrators have no moral right because their party has been out of power in less than 2 years. Mr. Wayuu told Radio Ghana that the Ahotsere demonstration will have no effect on election 2012. He spoke to George Asekere.
Demonstrate anytime you like. That's your democratic right. That's your freedom to do so. But now you have to ask about the moral ground that they have to do what they're doing. These sincere, analytical questions you should be asking about whether they have a right or not. Yes, the Constitution gives them that right, and we must respect the Constitution.
They say they were hungry and that there's no gas in the system, there's no water, electricity is not all that good. Cost of living is becoming hard, and that is why they are demonstrating.
But ask them, when the MPP was in power, when they raised Kinki from 200 to Peswa to 1,000 cities, where were they? Did they come and demonstrate? When the MPP came to power and they raised petrol price from 64 Peswa to 5 cities, where were they? Did they demonstrate? Ask them. When the kerosene price was raised 800%, when the farmers are unable to buy kerosene, they slept in the dark. Where were they? Did they demonstrate? Most of these guys, you see, they've been promised ministerial jobs. This is what they're doing. They're using the taxi drivers. Do they remember when the soldiers grabbed the taxi drivers and beat them at the 37 morgue and made them clean bodies? Where were they to go and demonstrate for the taxi drivers?
As a crusader, politically, do you think this demonstration has any effect in next year's election?
They don't have a moral ground to do it. So it's null and void. If Kwesi Pratt goes on demonstration about this, I'll support him 100%. Because I know he means it. But these people I cannot support because I believe in God. And I know them. Just doing it for their personal gain. So spiritually is null and void. Ghanaians, if you are intelligent, you will not follow these people.
Is there no hardship in the system?
The hardship has been here since 66. It just keeps getting worse every year. That's all.
Do you feel the hardship yourself?
Yeah, of course. There's no water. But I have money to buy water. I can buy 3,500 liter water every 2 days. But what about the guy in Bawalishi? The guy in Labadi, Rabai in Teshinungwa, the guy in Ododio, Jamestown, you name it. The guy in Mamobi, the guy in Nima, they afford that. I make my money in America.
Since they cannot afford it, it is right for us to demonstrate for improvement.
I know that. And this government, what I like about them is that they know that there are poor people. And they know that they have to deliver something to them. How they are going about it is what the problem is. But the MPP, I know them. They'll tell you, they'll tell you that. Akufo-Addo himself told you, So when he was minister, where was he? Every day he's in London, Paris, UN, here. Did he ever go to the neighborhoods? I don't have a government job. I use my own money in his constituency. Go and see what I've done there for them. Go to Akimadon Kwanta. The school was crumbling. I give them 30 bags of cement. Go there and check. Go to Patasia. Farmers couldn't buy the cutlass. I supply them 70 cutlasses.
Leader of National Renaissance Party Charles Kofi Wayuu talking to George Asekere. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the NPP, Owusu Efiye, insists the demonstration came at an opportune time. He said the NPP has a lot of people supporting it, hence government must take whatever the party does seriously. Mr. Owusu Efiye told Radio Ghana's George Asekere that all Ghanaians must be grateful to the young patriots of the NPP for exposing the reality.
I don't even know under what authority Kofi Wayuu speaks. He is very self-opinionated and he speaks for himself and he doesn't speak for Ghanaians, so he should understand that. We are from the New Patriotic Party, represent about 4.5 million voters in the last elections, and therefore when we speak for a sizable number of Ghanaians, and the hardships that Ghanaians are going through, we can identify with it. We live in this country and we are living witnesses to the very good work that the MPP did for this country. And so when things move backwards, we can identify with it and we can share the plight of the common man who is crying out daily for a change. And so Kofi Wayuu does not speak for anybody. He speaks for himself, and to that extent, I'll leave it.
Now, how will you respond to his comments that if there's any hardship at all, it was led by the NPP?
I have heard Kofi Wayuu continuously, you know, lament the fact that things are not moving right. I've heard him. Why wouldn't he stop shouting and blame the MPP? The truth is that oil prices have stabilized for the last few months. inflation, as far as we are told, is going down. Interest rate is going down. And in spite of that, hardship has multiplied in this country. And Colonel Admiral Rawlings is on record also to have re-echoed the same point, that the country is going into dire straits. We are at our fetter's end. And therefore, for Kofi Wayo not to admit and to accept that Ghanaians are suffering, when he indeed gave the impression that he speaks for the ordinary man in Ghana, and that when the ordinary man cries, Kofi Wayo cannot understand, he cannot hear, then God help him in the politics of this country. He is completely out of touch, and people should not listen to people like Kofi Wayo.
On the refusal of the demonstrators to present their petition to presidential aide Nilante Van Der Poy, Mr. Uzoefriye said they had the right to do so. He said the important thing is that the petition was presented to Ghanaians.
I'm not sure they presented any petition to any Van Der Poy. The petition was going to be presented to His Excellency the President. And I don't know what position Nilante Van Der Poy holds in the castle. I don't know. And they made a judgment that they are not going to present documents to weakling, as it were. They wanted to present to the presidency. But having not succeeded in doing that, they presented their case to the people of this country who listened with rapt attention. And so, for me, it was wrong for the President to have hidden away from the realities on the ground and allowed a person like Nilante Van Der Poy to pick up the petition. The president, for once, should have respect for the people of this country and stop behaving in the hypocritical manner that he is always going to be. He must come out with our him to have picked it up and spoken with them. And because people are telling you that, and Koye, instead of you coming to acknowledge that, you run away and hide and get junior officers to come. The people who are already full up, they don't get it. The president must come down to earth. He's living in Klakukulan. So when people say in Koye, they are suffering under the yoke of an incompetent administration, the president should be a man enough to have come out to receive the petition.
General Secretary of NPP, Uzoefriye, but the national organizer of the NDC, Awatinjan, says the refusal of the Ahotere demonstrators to present their petition to presidential aide Nilante Van Der Poy was irresponsible. He said by their action, the NPP does not respect the sitting president. Mr. Awatinjan told Radio Ghana that the NDC will not be distracted from fulfilling its campaign promises to the people of Ghana. He said former President Kufuor never came to receive any petition from demonstrating NDC members when he was in office, and wondered why the NPP is now crying foul over an aide of the president coming to receive their petition. He spoke to George Asekere.
Some of these people, we need not to take them serious. Since when did the president leave whatever he is doing to come down and receive a petition from demonstrators? Since when? And when their government was in power, since when did President Kufuor receive a petition from demonstrators? I've been part of a demonstration when President Kufuor was the president. When he was not even coming, he did not send anybody to come, but rather they sent rampaging policemen to come and beat us. Some people ended up in hospital and some even died later. What is he talking? While we were on the street demonstrating and they were chasing us with policemen, he was staying in his village in the Asante region. That is the reason why he is saying so. So what is he talking? That the president should have left all the things that he is doing for the majority of Ghanaians and come down to take a petition from some people that they have sent to go around and shout and sing and insult people who are in power now. What we are saying is that they should allow us to focus. And this will never distract the good work that we are doing. We will stay focused and do whatever the Ghanaians have voted us to do. And within the 4 years, I think they will judge us and they will judge MPP. They will see those who have actually performed creditably.
According to Sir John, the MPP has control over 4 million Ghanaians last 2 years' election. So whatever the party does, the government must take it seriously.
When they were in power, we were also controlling some majority of people who were living in the other regions. And what happened? And that is the reason why I'm throwing this question back to him. That when they were in power, the President Kufuor came to receive petitions that was presented to the government. I don't think Sir John respects the presidency, let alone representing or respecting the personality called Professor Murph. I don't think he respects him. And if he doesn't respect him, we have a lot of people who respect him, and he should allow those people to respect him. Because if you have sent these young men and women out there to demonstrate, and they have demonstrated, and he has asked somebody who is his presidential aide, I learned he said that either they don't even know the person called Nilante and what he is doing at the presidency. If they don't know, let me tell them that he is a presidential aide, and a lot of people knows Nilante Van Der Poy as the presidential aide at the presidency, and they refuse to hand over this petition to him. And they send a minister at the presidency minister is not enough, but the president himself, not even the vice, should have worked to that. What an insult. What an insult. Why are they doing these things? Is it because they want to annex the presidency? Or is it because by force they want to come to power?
General Secretary of NDC, Albert Njani.